Oh no. Looks like you've caught me. But what did you catch me doing exactly? Oh, really? Me? Messing with your livestock? Little old me? I would never. Oh, what a world. The mighty hunter pinning blame on the poor innocent fox. I have no idea what you're talking about. Perhaps you need to remind me exactly what happened. Ah, a creature messed with your hens. How heinous. Whatever creature that had the audacity to do this should feel such terrible guilt. Oh, who am I kidding? They were delicious. I'd do it again. Oh no, you look upset with me. Maybe I should taste you instead. I've never tasted a hunter like you before. Oh, but who am I kidding? Someone as strong as you would pin me down in an instant and have me begging for mercy. Oh my, you look stunned. Now how did that happen? Am I flustering the mighty hunter? Is there something that I said that interests you? Oh, I may be sly, but that doesn't change how you feel right now. I've had my eye on you for a while now, Hunter. We've had our fun. You chasing, me escaping. Each time I come back to eat your precious livestock, we're simply playful with each other. That's not all I come for, though. Oh, no, no, no. I crave more than just being chased. I want you to catch me, but not for the reason you may think. Oh no, I don't want to atone for what I've done. I know I've been a bad girl. I don't want your type of punishment. Oh, my hunter. You're really not all that smart, are you? I've grown fond of you, mighty hunter. You are as persistent as I. We are equal. Oh, you don't see us as equals? Oh, that hurts my poor little heart. Whatever shall I do? My hunter likes being mean, doesn't he? Doesn't make him feel good. Can I make him feel good? Oh, what would you do with me in this situation? There's that look again. Poor you. I'm just relentless today, aren't I? I'm a mischievous fox. Correction. I am your mischievous fox, cute little hunter. A fox you haven't bested. Oh yes. I've only been caught because I wanted to talk to you. Up close. And personal. And now that you have me exactly where you want me, you're stunned. You could have taken me out so easily. I'm right in grabbing distance. Right in your face. But there you are, biting your lip, clenching your fist, attempting to look away. I love playing with my hunter like this. You're so cute when you're flustered. I'm gonna make you melt. Look at me. Oh, don't be shy. Let me help you. I'll cup your face and bring you closer. I don't need you to escape or anything. You would make an excellent mate. Did you know that? Oh, this is no trick, Hunter. This is fact. What's the matter, Hunter? You've gone silent, but you're still biting that lip of yours. You've thought of us together, haven't you? Good. I've done the same. I've thought of what those muscles of yours can do. Those strong hands will be of good use. I bet you're really good at petting. Oh yeah. I could go for some scratches behind my ears. Yeah, my ears. What else could I have meant? Oh? What were you thinking, huh? Bad boy. No, no. You've piqued my curiosity. What exactly were you thinking? Oh. I didn't know my hunter could be so dirty. I knew exactly what I was doing. Now, how can you be so sure? Remember, I'm just a poor, innocent fox, and you are the big, bad hunter that I love to play with. Our little game of cat and mouse has been swell, but I think we need to enter a new chapter in our relationship. Yes, relationship. Let's be more formal with each other. Oh no, we are not going to ignore the fact that I eat your livestock. But you can help me find a better alternative. Oh yes. All you have to do is take me in, feed me, and I'll be good for you. Oh yes, I'll be your good pet or mate. On one condition, however. Put that strength of yours to good use. No, I don't mean by petting me. You know what I want. You.